As I understand from your emails and our exchange, you are
Right.
a union staff member and not teaching at present.
No.
Okay, great. Okay. So then we will move ahead to the first section of the interview, which is mostly a broad set of questions that will help us understand the scenario in which you're working.
Yes.
Because within India also, we understand there has been a huge disparity in terms of what happened to school systems. So we'll
Right.
begin with those questions first. My first question is, did these schools in your area close down during the pandemic?
Yes, actually, they were closed before the pandemic for the session break.
Okay.
So the holidays started from 10th of March, but during that, no, they were supposed to reopen on 19th of March, but this pandemic came. So from that 10th March onwards, 2020 onwards, till today, schools are closed for the elementary section where we are working. Our union is working with those teachers.
Okay. And schools have opened for senior secondary, is it?
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
When did that happen?
It's last year they opened for a short time for one fortnight or something. And then now from 15th August, 8th August, and this month only for the senior secondary they have opened.
Okay. So, what was the mode of teaching adopted by the schools during the pandemic?
See, in the beginning, there was no teaching at all for at least for 1.5 months in the beginning. And then later on, they started this worksheet model, sending worksheets or calling parents to provide worksheets class-based. And then online mode was started from the new academic session, which started in July. So that was the
Was there a transition made in the mode of teaching during the pandemic? And can you describe the process of this transition?
Yes, there was a transition, and see, in the government schools with whom we are dealing as a union, mostly the marginalized and very weaker economic section children come, and they were not able to understand, not having the proper gadgets, resources, and teachers were also not trained in that way, so that they can teach in online. So some started recording their own videos. Then children were not able to access because data and other facilities, connectivity in the even urban villages and rural areas, it was not there. So suddenly changing, parents were also not very clear how to they will make children learn. And there was no training actually provided to teachers. So they were not in a position how they should proceed with all these kind of technology, use of technology in teaching. So that was the biggest,
Is your union only working with the government schools?
Yes, we are working only with common school teachers and from class 1 to 8.
Okay. Not from class 9 to 12.
No, that's a separate union.
Okay. Is that union part of your union or is that a separate union altogether?
No, it's a separate union altogether, but they are also affiliated to Education International.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand in terms of decision making. So at the government schools, were teachers involved in any of these decision making in terms of how the teaching will be done after the schools had closed?
No, that's the saddest part, that they were never consulted. It was just a decision by the government that they will provide. They have to there were no resources, nothing was available.
Mm-hmm.
So, and feedback was also never taken by the union or by the teachers in the classroom.
Okay. Okay. So as you work with the teachers now, do you hear from them, any sort of solutions that they suggest that you think would have been better than what was being done by the government?
Yes, we wrote to government, state governments, as well as to central government, that either proper training is provided to teachers so that they can effectively use these technology and reach out to children.
Mm-hmm.
And major issue with our children where we are targeting, it was they cannot afford online education because family members do not have smartphones or any gadgets.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can access education. So access and affordability was the two main reasons. And we proposed that if for secondary, for lower classes also, school should be open, reopened, and then with small groups. Or maybe some open spaces can be used where with proper COVID-related guidelines are followed with social distancing and all.
Okay. So these solutions were coming from the teachers, is it?
Yes, we as a union and in fact, from the grassroots teachers, we had consultations with them. So they suggested it will be much better to go in the offline mode.
Okay. That means having children coming to school in smaller groups.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now a few questions regarding the experience of this transition to the online mode. Do you think there have been differences in the way male and female teachers have responded to the situation?
Yes, both. Male teachers were, they didn't have much problem because of timings and all. But female teachers, they were most systematic in reaching out to their students. But they have to face different kind of challenges. Like suppose a child does not own a smartphone or some device, and then they were calling the parents were answering, and sometimes even abusive languages and unwanted comments were passed that this is not the time to teach or so all kind of this experience. But women teachers performed more systematically with preparation of lessons and all. Okay. Than the male teachers.
okay. Do you think there have been differences in the way private schools and government school teachers have responded to the situation?
Yes, there was a major divide because digitally they were strong in the private schools. They having their smart classes and all from the beginning also.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing well. And their success rate was cited by various media reports was 70% to 80%. Whereas in case of government schools, which are either in rural or remote areas, their success rate was not even 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And children lost track of interest in the education itself because they were not even joining. Those who had access, but they were not joining because that's not making them anything fruitful for them. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it possible for you to give us links to any reports that you in your area that were being conducted in your area that you think can help us in understand the situation?
Yes, we can. We have collected some reports and even our own consultations with teachers.
Okay.
We can share you by email. There's no problem.
Yeah, that will be very, very good. That will be very helpful for us to understand what exactly happened and how did the teachers feel about the situation. In what ways do you think the pandemic has impacted teachers' work and their working conditions?
First of all, they were, you know, extended working hours because there was no limit of working from home teachers also. Then delay in payment of salaries, cutting down their salaries without any, you know, rationale. Then they were made to work, you know, for different tasks which were never related to their profession, like because the schools were closed and they are the government employees. So they were posted at airports and distributing food and all. So this kind of work from the teachers, and again, they were not, you know, trained in those kind of work, like thermal scanning at the airports or managing the quarantine centers. So this kind of things have really, you know, created dissatisfaction among the teachers.
So you mentioned a great deal about other kinds of work that were outside the scope of teaching profession that teachers had to do during the COVID. Can you throw some more light in terms of within the teaching profession, how did the working conditions change? So one, you shared that they were working at odd hours.
Yes.
The other you shared is that community did not respond very well when the teachers tried to approach the students.
Yes.
Are there any other such examples that you would like to share with us?
Yeah, there was, you know, salaries were not paid in times. So financial crunch by teachers. And then, they were not treated at par with, you know, when they were performing duties which are, you know, like other health professional or anything. They were not provided with any kind of security equipments or safety measures.
And in terms of teaching itself, did the teachers' work change? What was the change in terms of teaching itself?
More clerical or office administrative work were assigned to them, like prepare this worksheet, fill up these records and all. More administrative jobs they were asked to do because teachers were called in the school. And they were there for the, you know, full school time, but not teaching, but they were performing, you know, various managing records of pandemic related deaths or anything in the school time.
Okay.
So that was more administrative routines by the government, which were asked by teachers.
So in your location, the schools were not using digital technology before the pandemic. That's what
Okay.
Is it the government schools only, or is it also the private schools?
Even private schools, they were using some, smart classes and all, but that was not recorded by teachers and very rarely. It's not that. Otherwise, face-to-face teaching was going on in private as well as in government school.
Could you share with us what are the new digital technologies that have been introduced in the school system during the pandemic in your area?
Can you explain it, like nature of digital technologies, like
So for example, what were the platforms were being used for teaching and learning?
One was, of course, government sponsored TV, that's Doordarshan, and then Zoom, WebEx, and Team, so all kind of, you know, Cisco, many platforms were used, and Google Class, you know, one particular state was started Google Classes.
Okay. Now, there are a few questions regarding teachers' access to resources and training. So, do you think teachers had access to personal device or gadget and internet connectivity that was required for doing their work?
Yes, they were using their own, you know, devices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they had like fairly stable internet connection, most of them?
No, because see, at homes, if they do not have a Wi-Fi or broadband connection, it was difficult. And in Indian situation, in the remote areas, even connectivity or the network is not very good. So even if they are imparting education, no networks, or like in some areas still, Bihar and Jharkhand, where 2G or 3G networks are there. So they are not working well with the, online mode of teaching.
Right. Yeah. So these were the teachers in the rural areas, and also teachers in specific states yes, which mostly have 2G and 3G connections.
Yes,
where it was difficult. Okay, so do you recall any instances wherein such a thing happened and teacher was not able to go to the Zoom call or teach as per the requirement? So what were the alternatives that were being adopted?
In Jharkhand and Madhya Pradesh, these kind of happenings took place where they assigned a particular time. There was no electricity or no network, so they could not make it. And then they were asked to go to homes, visit homes of different students in one particular day, or after, suppose in 8 hours or 6 hours of a school, second half or part of the day was allocated that they have to visit families, give them the printed sheets for the assignments, and then in the next visit they can collect and give the new ones.
Okay. So that's a very important observation, Ms. Nisha, that you're sharing with us. Is there any sort of documentation of this that we can refer to in our report? Any newspaper clipping or any circular from the government in which teachers have been asked to do this visiting?
Yes, there may be some media reports, but I can ask directly the teachers if there are any instruction by the government, because the states are doing in Rajasthan and in Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand. Even in Delhi, state like Delhi also, it's there.
Okay. So that will be very, very useful for us.
Yeah, I'll definitely try to get either a government order or something.
Yeah, sure.
When they were asked to visit homes.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is, what challenges have teachers faced in accessing and using devices as well as accessing the internet, and how did they deal with these challenges?
See, challenges was no support from the government or anything for getting data connection or paying for the data connection, which requires heavy data use for taking classes, and even printouts of those worksheets and commuting and all. These were the things which government never considered, how they will be managing. From their own pockets they were spending, and they cannot claim from anybody.
Even the printout of worksheets could not be done in the schools,
because the schools, government schools in most of the cases hardly have system, a printer or internet connection. They may have maybe in two secondary schools, but elementary schools are really in a very bad shape.
Okay. Was there any monitoring system to monitor as to whether the teacher is actually visiting the homes? Was there any system of monitoring in place?
Because they were supposed to, you know, fill up or, you know, give a selfie with the location and all, and submit it to the Department of Education. So that kind of monitoring was there. Spying rather than monitoring, I should say.
I would agree with that. All right. So we're moving to a next section, which is dealing with the well-being of teachers during the pandemic and their work. So what are the ways in which teachers' work have changed compared to the pre-pandemic period in terms of like when you mentioned that the time duration of work has really become very flexible and more stressful. Are there any other changes in terms of their work?
Yeah, nature of work also has changed
In
because
what
more
ways?
administrative work they were supposed to perform and less of teaching. And of course, you know, they were not, workload has increased during the pandemic, which was not so much before that.
What are the current major concerns of teachers with regard to their work?
So they want the schools to reopen so that teachers have, you know, their work, which is their profession, because now everywhere teachers can be, you know, posted or asked to do any kind of job. So their main concern that, and no, there is a challenge of this, like children were promoted without exams. And they are worried about their learning also, because see, the child who was in class one has been now come to class three in these 18 or 19 months. But he has or she has not even learned a class one properly, you know. So learning assessment and learning criterias and no examination, reducing curricula, all these challenges will have an impact on later on when they go for the jobs or go for the secondary education. So these are the some challenges which have really.
Are there any specific factors that have caused stress amongst teachers?
That's no again concern for the children. And their health also, because the online classes and all has you know adversely affected their health. They are not even the nutrition, no midday meal. It was money which was transferred for the midday meals, and you know long duration of you know spending in front of mobile or laptops. So health, mental health as well as physical health of children and teachers both. Has you know a specific area with
So whom did the teachers reach out for support in such scenarios?
sometimes not to the local medias and then when local medias raised then unions also they were approached. Some states were very specific in reaching out to their unions if we can jointly you know put their you know pressure on the government. And our union also has, you know, continuously, you know, getting the feedback from the teachers, classroom teachers, and then writing to the concerned authorities, maybe government, maybe department or secretaries. So we can, you know, if you are interested, we can share the whole advocacy work during this 1.5 year.
Definitely. That will be very useful. So, is it in a form of a report or
Yeah, it's in the form of a report.
We can definitely have a look at that. Is it do you have a website or a Facebook page or something like that?
We have a website, but it's not updated from last 1.5 year because we lost you know the manager who was updating and you know changing. So there was you know changes and then maybe we can.
Okay, no problem. So we can take it through the email. We can write.
Yeah, we can have our documentation wise. We can give you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. During the pandemic and this transition to remote or online mode, how have teachers benefited from being a union member? If you could share some examples.
Yes, they were benefited because then government also, media also reported all these issues, and then there was a change. Government suspended online classes or limited their duration.
Mm-hmm.
And their salaries were released through pressure on the government.
Okay. Are there any specific states that you're referring to when you talk about salaries?
Delhi, Bihar, mm-hmm. Madhya Pradesh, these were the three states. Delhi has been the worst affected. Delay in payment of salaries.
Okay. Okay. That was last year or this year as well?
Still continuing. Up till May, they received up to salaries up to December only. 5 months, 6 months delays were there. Mm-hmm. And then in the state of Uttarakhand, they were supposed to pay one day's salary throughout the one financial year.
Sorry, I didn't get you. One day salary for...
throughout the year, they were, their salaries were deducted. One day in 1 year, they all contributed for the PM CARES fund and other funds.
Right.
But in Uttarakhand, we have a letter, everything is there. Then they cut the salaries of one day, one financial year from 20 April till 21 March.
Mm.
So no rationale. They just, less funds are there for corona fight. So they were deducting,
Without informing and taking consent of the teacher.
No consent, but it was just an order that your salary will be deducted for one day during a month. So, and it will continue. And in Andhra Pradesh...
Ms. Nisha, just one clarification I need to make. Hmm. Is it one day salary for each month or one day salary per month?
Yes.
So you're saying January 1 month, I will have to give one day salary. Then February, I have to give one day salary. Oh my God.
It was in Uttarakhand specifically.
Okay.
And then, in Andhra and Telangana, mm-hmm. their salaries were slashed to 40%, 50% during the, this pandemic. It was last year only, of course, not in this phase, but last mm-hmm. year it was done till further order. So that kind of notification till further order. And mm-hmm. we don't know whether they have, revoked that order or not.
Hmm. Okay, so I'm sure you will be having all documentation.
For the Uttarakhand and Telangana, Andhra, we have.
So what role does the union play in such scenarios?
Could not, have a protest or anything. We cannot discuss with government face to face, but mm-hmm. we kept on writing to the concerned authorities.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it is very, unfortunate that we never received any positive replies from the government side.
Mm-hmm. But did they revert or did they ignore your letters?
They ignored.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in fact, in Uttarakhand, when per month per day salary was deducted, our state union also in Uttarakhand, had a lot of campaign in the media that this is not fair, and you have already frozen our DAs and increments. So this kind of torture is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but still, not much success in that case, and they were deducted throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Has your union advocated for any policy changes during the pandemic?
Policy changes, of course, we promoted use of this technology with all justified and thing, and then offline classes are better. So, and then we also requested that if teacher training curricula can be upgraded to take this new changes, recent developments into account and upgrade this curricula.
Mm-hmm. You mean to say the in-service teacher training curriculum?
Right, right.
Okay.
In-service and pre-service also, because many issues which came during this pandemic, like gender, of course, is not very much in the teacher's training, pre-service teacher training curricula, or child labor issues or other issues. So we are still advocating and in process that if these changes or use of technology in teachers training, because now we are not against the technology, but it should be in a justified and acceptable manner, which is not completely forgetting the teachers. Teachers do not exist. Only technology can replace the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So that changes. We are still in the process.
Okay. I just would want to go back to my question discussion that we were having before this question. When you raise some of these concerns of teachers to the authorities, have you experienced any sort of differentiation in the way particular states respond? To say, are there states that are more responsive, or are there states that are more aware and supportive of teachers?
Yes, few states were supportive, and we received at least the acknowledgement that we have received this, and then we will see what action can be taken or something.
Okay.
But accepting that its union has written, mm-hmm. they responded to the media reports. And we were sending it to media also, media houses, national dailies and all.
Mm-hmm.
So they were consolidating and putting different aspects, and then government was responding, but not directly to the union letters and all.
Oh, okay. All right. So, has your union provided any support to teachers during the pandemic? And when I say support, I mean to say support in terms of device or internet connectivity or training?
No, unfortunately, ours is a federation. I'll just explain a little bit about the structure.
Sure.
And our own states, in All India Primary Teachers Federation is present in 24 states of India.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their own unions. So those state unions have organized programs with support from government or other organizations.
Okay.
But directly, we were not able to invite anybody. Physical mm-hmm. meetings were banned. So within a state, of course, our counterparts there in the states have done this kind of trainings.
Okay. Is it possible for you to link us with any one of the state unions which can help us understand this particular theme of what exact support was being provided by the unions to teachers.
When you interview Mr. Digvijay Singh, mm-hmm. he's from Uttarakhand, president of the union.
Okay.
So he will be able to guide you, and he can also explain about this one day, one okay. month salary, because right. He's a state and they were very vocal about it.
Okay. And he's also a teacher, if I understand.
He's still working, and maybe okay. next month or next year he will be retiring, but still a working teacher and a union official.
Okay. Great. Yeah. I'll ask him to elaborate on this.
Yes. Yeah. He can explain it.
Yeah. Now a few questions regarding the future of teachers' work and unions' work, given the pandemic situation. So, what kind of support will the teachers be needing for their work in future?
First is, in-service training in the changed scenario with use of technology and all. Mm-hmm. It's one main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And their working conditions and all should be protected. So, and their rights are safeguarded as teachers. So this kind of areas where we'll be focusing our work.
Okay. And are there any instances of teachers, well-being of their health and their mental well-being for which union have been a supporter?
We are conducting different programs for them, like professional development of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course mental well-being, so far we have not taken, but we have identify it's one of the concern during this pandemic period, and discussions with teachers that maybe we can have some kind of one day program for them, or it can be online and offline. Mm-hmm. Whatever is possible, because mental well-being is more important.
Does your organization have any specific plans for supporting teachers in future?
We have not yet finalized. We are still because then after 1 year we thought we can have identified certain issues.
Mm-hmm.
But this year's second wave also have changed many things.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise we were pressurizing governments that those teachers who died due to COVID on duty during election or other duties,
mm-hmm.
they should be compensated like other employees or other at par with health mm-hmm. professionals and all.
Mm-hmm.
And a job can be given to one of the dependent if there is any such mm-hmm. Need.
Mm-hmm.
These are and their dues and all are cleared in time by the government. So this is right now. It's and then of course education for the children
mm-hmm.
Is another area where we are pressurizing governments or our own teachers. We are asking them how innovatively they can reach out in such a crisis period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. What are your main concerns with regard to teachers' work in the future, in the scenario of this change in the modes of teaching, which includes teaching online and the increasing use of technology in teaching?
See, we are not very supportive with the increasing use of technology in teaching, because one the classroom teaching has much more impact and for the holistic development of child. So we prefer to use technology where it is very necessary, where human relation is not lost or human interactions are not missing. So that kind of approach we have for the future.
Okay. Okay. In what ways you think, given the situation that we are in now, in what ways you think teaching profession will change in future? 10 years down the line, what changes will be there in teaching profession?
Mostly, I think most of the teachers will be losing their jobs through this technological devices.
Okay. Right.
And this new education policy, which is there, last year, it also, envisions that, with the use of technology, those children who are in child labor or left out because of certain reasons, they should be taught through open school learning or through digital mode. How can they, teach? How can they learn? Or how teachers can go to them? And then, creating a school complexes. There's an incident in the Madhya Pradesh that children were, admitted in the school without any documents. Otherwise, government schools, they are supposed to, verify the Aadhaar card of child and other documents. And during this pandemic, children were admitted without any card documentation. But now when they are, for the entitlements like free books and free uniforms, then government is asking to support these, with admission with these evidences. So some children who have all the records, they were getting these entitlements, and others who admitted and migratory population and all who were not having their domicile in that particular state. So they were lacking on these entitlements. So we are, dividing the society, dividing on base of these documents. And one way we are, just so that's, very the dark future for this government schools and all. Teachers all as well, because they will be appointing. They are appointing already in Madhya Pradesh and Jharkhand these volunteers to teach to us in the morning. Maybe a class 10th student can go and teach to class 2 and 3 and to us in the evening, and they will be paid a remuneration of 5,000 or so. So they are replacing those teachers. But quality of teaching and quality of learning will be having a very adverse impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So these are the, challenges which we are, requesting government, lobbying with our states. But it's very unfortunate because the policy also never involved any teachers' union representation when it was formulated. Teachers' perspective, it's completely lacking in that.
You're referring to the current education policy.
It's not that our elementary education teachers were not invited. Even the higher education sector and all, they were also never consulted in formulating this policy. And even implementation during this pandemic restrictions, it's just authoritarian approach, that they are supposed to do. They cannot raise their voice, they cannot protest, they cannot do anything. So follow, and once it is in practice, you can't change it so easily.
Right. Okay. Have there been any attempts where unions have come together? Like you mentioned that the departments don't easily respond to the unions, but they do respond to the media reports. So has this issue of non-inclusion in the national education policy, has this been ever raised in the media space?
Yes, we our president and our own union wrote many articles in consultation with state unions that these are the provisions which need immediate attention of teachers or the government. They are not going to provide like they are merging Anganwadis, which are just healthcare centers, to the primary schools, and the staff of those Anganwadis or this childcare centers is more trained in healthcare or nutritional needs, but not in the education. And now they will be part of this schools where school whereas teachers have a proper training to teach that particular class and all. So how this merging or bridging of these two things will lead to a future a better future for the children as well as the teachers.
Do you think the digital technologies, the digital learning technologies will continue to be used in the future in your area?
See, in some of the states, I don't think they will work well. Like mostly northern states and in government schools, I don't think it will be a success once schools are reopened.
And that is because of the internet issues and
Yes, yeah.
Is there anything else? So I've broadly covered all the questions that I had in my interview schedule. Is there anything else that you would like to tell me regarding the future of teachers' work that we've not covered in the discussion so far?
I think changes in curricula and all teachers training and bringing more qualified respect for the teachers in the society, what is needed, because with a negative campaign against the teachers or they are well paid, government teachers are well paid but no work or anything, and then it's not that teachers are not interested for working, it's they were assigned other non-teaching assignments. So they, those who are interested to teach, bring out the results are also, forced, and they are government servants, so they cannot deny government orders. Then other kind of harassments they face.
You said it very right, very nicely about the negative campaign against the teachers. Can you elaborate it a little more on this?
See, for everything, and not if children fail or if children don't perform well, then they are always, that teachers are not teaching, teachers are absent from their work. But we also conducted, not now, but about 10 years ago, a research on teachers' absenteeism. World Bank said, no, teachers in government school are absent. But it was found they were engaged in the other tasks which were assigned by the government, like polio campaign or election rolls update and all kind of thing. And single teacher schools are there. Suppose something happens to that teacher, if the teacher is not there, of course the school, nobody is there to look after the children. And then how can you compensate with the learning achievements or learning skills of those children with one person managing five classes?
Right.
And contractual employment is another thing. They are appointed for 8 months, 9 months, or 10 months, and then their contract is not renewed or not renewed. And they do not get benefits and other facilities like other government employees. So then they also have a frustration among them. Once their needs are taken care, they will be interested in teaching also. So it's both ways.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nisha. This was very insightful interacting with you.
Thank you. Even for me also, it was a good experience.
Yeah.
And do let me know. I will share whatever reports I have. If you need any other documents or some, then
sure. Sure. I will email to you. I have made a note of 3-4 things that we have discussed that I will be needing. So I will email the names of those things to you. But I also have a hinge that I might need to interact with you once again, because you seem to have a lot of experience from the ground and you are very well networked amongst the unions. So perhaps we will interact once more as well.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. So thank you so much. I think we will close the interview for now.
Thank you. Thank you, Poonam, and thank you, Aksa.
Thank you, Ms. Nisha. Thank you very much. Aksa, will you stay on for a minute?
Yes, Professor.